Zimun Shin Pei Beis. Avel Aser Benila Sasandal, the Gemara says, my katan. Why? Damar Hashem says to Yechezkel, the Na'alcha, Tasim Braglacha. You, Yechezkel, should wear shoes. Implying a normal Avel, I would not wear shoes. So, what is the gadar of this? So the Beis Yosef says very little. He says, you know what? You have to look at what I said in Simon Tuf Beish Yud Dalid. So we're going to have a chance to do this this summer when we do the Sigyon Yoma and the Ilas Sandal Yom Kippur and the like. But briefly, let's talk about it a little bit, what this means, Lamaisa. So let's look at the Beis Yosef in Simon Tuf Beish Yud Dalid. There he brings down a very important machlokas. Plus the Beis Yosef is like this. Nakot HaKol Biadcha. Shirashi sover shekol etz min al mikri ve'en yotzim bo yom kippurim aval minei achrini lav min al ninhu b'yotzim ben. So wearing a wooden shoe is also according to Rashi. Why? That's a minal. Presumably, according to Rashi, you can't wear sneakers either. That would be like the wooden shoe. Varazaso, ver de kulu min al ninhu, vasiri, de chomidi de megan min al ikri, vafilo sandal shel sam, vishal gami. The Balmor goes even further. Certainly the Balmor would ask her wearing sneakers. He says that anything that's megan is called a minnow. So if it protects the foot from the elements, that's a shoe. But the Rif disagrees. He says that kol min al Shainu Shalor lo mikri minhu. So it's only considered a shoe if it's leather. And that's why on Yom Kippur, people wear sneakers. Leilos, people wear sneakers. The Rambam writes, well, the Beis Yosef says the Rambam, Dvar of Stumim, it's unclear because he writes that it's mutter, latzeis besandel shal sham vishal guma, kiyotze bo. And you could be koich beged al raglav, that's okay. But he writes the reason why it's mutter, why does the Rambam think it's mutter? So the Rambam says, the reason why it's mutter is sharei koshi haaretz magil raglav umar gishu yachef. That's why you could like wrap clothing around your feet when you go out, because you feel it. So pashup shad in the Rambam is that it's going to be aser to wear sneakers. So how do we paskin? So says the Beis Yosef, Linin Alacha, Kevin Sharifa, Rashman, Skimin, Lahatir, Bachal Minal, She'eno, Shalor, Hachi, Naktina. Lamais, the Riff and the Ram, Rush are made for anything that's non-leather. That's why it's matter. And that's why the belt wears sneakers on Tisha B'Av. Even though it would seem like the Rambam is Machmir. And like we said, not just the Rambam, Rashi, the Balmor, the Rambam. Okay. So there are a bunch of Rishonim. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah is not so certain. He says, is an Indian to be Machmir? It's not Halacha, you have to be Machmir. Could even be Rov Rishonim or Machmir. Now, what's the idea? Why is Dafka or Aser? Right? So let's assume we're not Choshish for Rashi and Balamor and the Rambam. We think it's Dafka or. Why? Why or? So here we could take two approaches. One approach is the Tosus Rishonim. Toshanim says, because that's normal. That's normal. That's normal. There's this drasha that we have from Tachash. Nah, that's an aspachta. Really, the reason is because it's normal. In which case, you could argue that maybe even if you follow the view of the Rif and the Rush nowadays, it's normal to wear sneakers, even though they're not leather, would be aser. So, those who wear sneakers on Yom Kippur are saying we're going to adopt two kulas. Number one is we're going to not be choshish for shitas Rashi and Rambam, and we're going to say that even if it's megan, it's aser. Number two is we're going to say that it's aser based off of exer sakasa of dafka or the en alacha tachash skmani vamos kofes mebeis, and therefore it doesn't matter that it's normal nowadays. If you adopt those two kulas, that would be the basis of the practice of wearing sneakers or Crocs or the like on Yom Kippur. Some briskers and others, you know, Talmidim of the Rav, like Rabbi Shachter, they don't wear their shoes on Yom Kippur. they wear them when they're outside, but that's because you can really wear shoes. So, okay, you may as well wear sneakers on Yom Kippur when you're outside. But once you get inside, so they take off their shoes because this isn't so pashat. There's this famous, psak, I remember a number of years ago from Rav Yashiv on cracks. Rav Yashiv was machmir on cracks. So Rav Yashiv wasn't machmir on cracks. Rav Yashiv was machmir on sneakers also. It's nothing to do with cracks per se. The logic of Rav Yashiv was that he didn't think it makes sense to take all these kulas. And therefore he was machmir. Fine. Now, one could argue that, so if you look at the Beis Hillel over here, the Beis Hillel says, if you're machmir Yom Kippur, not to wear sneakers, then you should machmir during Avelos. Others are maybe a little more mekel. They say, okay, Yom Kippur, we're a little more machmir. Maybe it's deraisa. We'll see over the summer. Is Ashayi Nuyim Asr deraisa and Yom Kippur or not? But okay, it might be Asr deraisa. Here it also might be Asr deraisa, not after the first day. So maybe there's a little more room to be lenient during Avelos than there is for Yom Kippur. And even if you're going to say Avelos Yom Rishon is deraisa, right? If you recall, we saw the Ramban argue that for sure Nilsa sandals and Asr deraisa, because Nilsa sandals not Asr alts me a time, it's alts being Mitzar yourself. And therefore, those aren't deraisa. Fine. So that's one of the halachos we learned from Yom Kippur. Another one of the halachos that we take over from Yom Kippur is that a pregnant woman or a person with foot problems or something like that could wear leather shoes if necessary. In other words, Chazal didn't make the gzeira on someone for whom wearing leather shoes, not going barefoot, would cause them pain or the like. Obviously, that kula luchar isn't really relevant nowadays, because nowadays there's plenty of good options in terms of non leather shoes. Now, that's all in terms of going outside. I mean, inside. What about outside? Take a look at the Mishnah Berura. Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Katan Lamed Vav. He says something interesting. Chazal Chayadim. Ha'holchem Bein Ha'akom V'Nogim Lulbosh Hamin Alayim Af She'ein Limchos B'yada She'ish Gedolim Ha'matirim Mikol Mokom Ein Lezetan Tema Bekach She'al Igu Aleinu V'lav Hachim Al Igim Aleinu. So the Mishnah Berurah has the following shaila. He says, you know, there are some people that wear shoes outside. Why? Because the guy are going to laugh at us walking around barefoot. That's ridiculous. Says the Mishnah Berurah that we're not going to, you know, there are people poskim that said that, but I don't understand that. Because they laugh at us for everything. I mean, you know, we're also wearing a suit with sneakers. So nowadays, it's not laughable. Everybody like that, right? Used to be. It was a very funny thing to like wear Converse sneakers. There was once upon a time, people, you know, the only sneakers were Converse, and people actually wore suits to show, so it looked really silly. So I'm going to say, what do we care that they laugh at us? If we worried about, you know, what we looked like, then we'd have to change a lot of things. That's the kasha that the Chayadim or the Mishnah Berurah asks. So I think I heard once from Sobolovsky gave the following answer. Said, no, that's a svara that minhagei avelos are intended to show kavod to the mace. So if you have a minhag that shows kalas rosh, so it would be more productive to abandon that niyug. We'll see, maybe that's the reason why we don't have atifas rosh anymore. Maybe even inside, where they're not looking, right? And that's even an issue to rise on the first day. Yeah, we don't do atifas rosh. Why? Because it would be a joke, like, you know, maybe in Muslim countries where they wear kafiyas, so to do something like Atifas Arosh would be, appropriate. But for us, it would lead to Kalas Rosh. And he says the same thing here. The Gaim are going to laugh at us. It's going to create an atmosphere of Kalas Rosh, and therefore it's not right. Rosalski thought maybe then it would be a difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, because that's the reason. Then maybe that reason applies for Tisha B'Av when it's Al Tzavelos. Fine. One last thing in our simon. So the Gemara in Chaf Beis Mabes, we already saw it, says, I'll call Mason Ratza Cholitz, Ratza Enu Cholitz, I'll have Vimo Cholitz. So what does Cholitza mean? So Rashi over there says it means Cholitza Sakatef. So somehow or another, you're bearing your shoulder, and you do this after your Terkriya, and this allows your Kara to be seen. Not exactly clear what this means, and it's something that we don't do, obviously. And that's what the Rishonim say, the Ramah, kolbo, the smak, they all say this way. Now, the Ramah brings down a different opinion, a yesh omrim, the Rush, that, you know what this means? It means chalitas aminal. Now, there's an obvious problem, is he not? Which is, what does it mean, ratza cholit, ratza enu cholit? Right? Kolomesim, ratza cholit, ratza enu cholit. You're chayv all aveilim are aser b'ni'il asasando. So it has to be that this is in a place where there is no iser of ni'il asasando. What's that situation? So it could be kodun kfura. It could be when you're going back from the Beis HaKfaros. Kodun kfura meaning to say, even though new avails don't start, but chalitza starts, chalitza saminal. And number two, when you're walking back from the Beis HaKfaros, so even though we saw that, especially when you're holich ben agayim, you're allowed to put on shoes. But here, let's say for other the imo, you would have to keep your shoes off. So again, the Rush objects to this idea, but because again, how could it be shach kodum kvura? But if you could be miyashev it that way. So is this the basis for removing the shoes at the cemetery? So if you look at the way it's quoted different ways. The Ramban, when he brings down this practice of taking off your shoes by the kvura, so he doesn't mention that this is associated with parents, which implies that it has nothing to do with chalitza. But the Ramah, who brings it down over here, brings it down by parents, which suggests that it is because of the din and the gemara of chalitza. Al kopanim, the Ramah over here, Sifhei, brings down the Siyash Omrim, Tzarech Leilech Mibes HaKfaros without shoes, by Aviv V'Imo. So if it's Aviv V'Imo, probably it's based off of chalitza, but he doesn't have it before kfura, only when you're coming back from the Beis HaKfaros. And again, the chiddush is that even though you could have had a kula, because let's say you're going out by the gayim, here we are, machmir. Nevertheless, the Ramah writes, the lo ra'isi nogim ke. So why not? So the shach says, you know why? Hainu mishach sifkatim gimel, hainu misham rishas avik v'chavim. So maybe we could say like this. This is different than Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, the heter isn't because of Rishas Agayim. It's because, like we said before, Yal Igu Eleinu. That heter wouldn't apply to Aviv V'Imo, because that's a heter for the Din of Ni'il Asasando. This is a different din. This is a din of Chalitza. For Chalitza, there is no heter of Yal Igu Eleinu, but the Shach says, there's a different heter, Rishas Agayim, they're going to start persecuting us. Those stones at us, I don't know what they'll do exactly. And that's a different heter. I mean, Lula the Shach, he could have said, the minhag is not this way because we don't paskin like this reading of the Gemara. We assume chalitza means chalitza sakatev. But the Shach thinks that the reason why we don't do it, we do basically accept this idea, but the minhag isn't to do it because of Rishas Agayim. Fine. As I said, this isn't too practical nowadays because we could just wear sneakers. And as we said before, probably one should wear sneakers after the kvura. Okay, one last point. Ta Sifkatan Aleph has a very fascinating idea from the Maharshal. It says, Kol Adamot Alinol Mokom Sakhanas Akrav, Lefim Ashkasan Mardukhai Sof Moikatan, Dem Holich Lefnei Asar, V'yesh HaKpada Alav im yelech b'loy min alayim yitin afar b'min alav yelech. So you have to go appear before the magistrate. So you should put some dirt in your shoes. You have to wear shoes. You can't, but you're allowed to put dirt in them. Or you should put, you must put dirt in them. You're allowed to wear shoes, but you must put dirt in them. And he says, wadin b'makom sakana b'chol makom starach leilech min alayim yasakein. Right? So likewise, if you have to, you have scorpions running around your house, you have to wear shoes. So put some dirt under your shoes. So what's the pshat here? Is it because you can't be comfortable? In which case, that's the pshat. That's the reason why I have to put dirt in your shoes is because then it's going to be uncomfortable. So then, presumably, it's also aser to wear sneakers as well. Or is the pshat that it's only when you're wearing actual shoes that you have to be uncomfortable? Now, it also sounds like this is for someone who's capable of being barefoot. Now, there's a person real like going to the sar, scorpions. Someone who's exempt from Ni'il Asasando, like the Chaya, doesn't have to do this. Or even someone going outside doesn't have to do it. It's someone that should really be wearing barefoot that we say has to do it. The Chachma Sadeh brings this down and says it's permitted to any. You see from here that any time to avoid Davar HaAved, it's mutter, which is some interesting. Because we talked about Davar HaAved when we talked about Melacha on Chol HaMoed, I mean on Avelos. Is there a general heter of Davar HaAved for other Nihugi Avelos? You see from this Chachma Sadeh that he thinks maybe that there is. Maybe also from the heter of just wearing shoes outside. Unless he thinks that no, that maybe the pshat is that when you put dirt into your shoes, it's kilu, you're on the ground. That's the pshat. So remember, if you're not wearing shoes, the halach is you have to wear and walk on the ground, and you put dirt in your shoes and walk on the ground. Not sure. Okay. Like I said, nowadays, we don't really need to come onto these kulas. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Sunday, Be'ez Shem, will pick up with Shin Pei Gimel, Tash Shemitah, not very long. The focus is going to be, obviously, on Dine Harchakos, so we're back to Harchakos again. And then, so we'll also probably be able to start Shin Pei Dalet on Sunday, and then we will, I guess, finish Shin Pei Dalet on Monday. B'siyata Dishmaya. All right.
So maybe a summer lima question about it.
Yeah.
Does anyone think that a little lip of leather on a shoe makes it a leather shoe?
Ah, we should definitely wait for it. Right.